This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan Decute, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. DIY gives us a way to make something our own. And it is a great accomplishment when we complete a project. Now, there's a new store in the north of Johannesburg catering to every single DIY need. I found a love for DIY during lockdown, and I must say I'm quite excited for the new store to open. Leroy Merlin is massive. I've driven past the new store opening up in Four Ways. I believe it is the fourth of its kind in South Africa. And guys, it is massive. I'm very excited. Today, I've got the CEO of Leroy Merlin, Cedric Senepin, who's joining us on the show. Welcome, Cedric. Great to have you here.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
So the biggest thing for me and the reason why I wanted to have you on the Jackpod today was specifically because it sounds crazy, but during a global pandemic, during the subsequent lockdown that we've seen the world go through, you guys are opening up new stores, which means you're employing more people and creating employment opportunities for many. This is good news, and I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, you know, in fact, 1 year ago, day for day, we were closing our stores because of lockdown level 5. And in 2 days, we will open our fourth store in Four Ways. So I want to see a very positive sign in this opening, as if the pandemic is behind us, even if we need to, of course, be careful. But as you mentioned, you enjoy DIY. You discovered probably some DIY competencies during lockdown, having more time, spending time at home, maybe doing homeschooling or working from home. So definitely we have been quite fortunate in our industry compared to others to benefit finally from the fact that people stay home, willing to do something, keeping mind open for that. So yes, we have been quite fortunate. And fortunately, we give the chance also for people to learn with us, with our workshop, with our store, and to give them inspiration to make something nice at home.
So this is the thing, is that I literally started a couple of projects during lockdown where I might not be very good at DIY, but I'm getting better and I'm excited. I live in the Four Ways area, so it's super, super cool to have this incredible new store opening up down the road from where I live. Like I said, I've driven past. It looks so future forward, sophisticated and beautiful compared to what maybe in the past I had seen or thought of DIY stores. Leroy Merlin is certainly, it just feels like a little bit more sophistication. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, Emzwa, who's the head of department in our store, may share some elements of the store more in detail.
Part of really of what we try and do is to make a DIY fun for everyone. You know, when you come to our stores, not only do we make our stores quite trendy and friendly to everyone, but we make the experience for our customers very, very exciting to come into our stores. We have workshops, whether you're starting to be a DIYer or you are an advanced DIYer, we have these workshops weekly to teach our customers how to do a lot of things for themselves and would definitely inspire you.
I'm excited to hear about these workshops. So like I said, I'm not the best DIY person. I do try to get my hands dirty. I do try and find things on Pinterest and sort of bring them to life at home. What sort of workshops will you guys be offering?
So it goes from learn how to paint or just learn how to replace a switch or a plug. You know, I'm sure in your home, like in mine, you have these nice, beautiful, square, white plug and switch, like most of the house in the country. And in the store, we have more than 60 different colors and shape for a plug and switch. So when you will discover that you are able to do that by yourself, you will be probably inspired to do more and to learn more. So the workshop are really from woodworks to paint to small DIY project, as well as if you have a proper personal dream, like doing compost for your garden, you can also come and the team will assist you to realize it.
Wow. One of the other things which is highlighted with the opening of the new store is how you guys are creating almost opportunities for contractors. Can you tell me a little bit more about that, please?
Yeah, in fact, I'm sure you all have in mind those guys that are outside of the hardware store with those boards. Sometimes they are plumber. The day after, they can be electrician, maybe painter on the next day. And this was very point when we decided to launch the Roy in South Africa, that we would like to assist those guys to jump from the informal market to a more formal job, becoming entrepreneur, creating their own business. And in fact, assisting them through access to the market, to access to the customers, but also for training. And to do that, we decided to partner with a local startup named Kandua. And through Kandua, we have now more than 1,000 certified contractors that are able to assist you for the installation of the product that you buy from us, but not only. So you can use Kandua to find the contractor in your area to assist you rather than just trust your WhatsApp group or trust those guys in the street. So that's an example.
Yeah, I think that's hugely important. Right now, as I mentioned, it's really good news. You're creating hundreds and thousands of jobs during this time. And what a lot of South Africa has faced with the lockdown is unemployment. It is a scary realization with this unprecedented time that we are going through that perhaps people have lost hope. And just by seeing, I mean, the store that you guys are building out this side in Fourways is massive. It's a really, really big property. And you will be employing new people to open that store. You're focusing on entrepreneurs and contractors to help them. You're giving back to the community with your CSI projects that I've been made aware of. And the Green Door in Diepsloot is an emergency shelter for abused women. We, I know you guys are going to be helping the shelter. You're going to be rebuilding that. That's a story that I'm keeping for a little bit later because I do know you guys are getting involved with the community. But the biggest thing for me is the job realization. There's also apparently a student a model that you put into your four stores and your headquarters with the aim of creating future opportunities for students. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Maybe just to share a few elements on that. You mentioned job employment. That is the first most important thing that we try to do as Roy. Not only do we want to employ people on part-time basis, but our employees, our collaborators, they are full-time. I'm talking from experience coming from an industry where I was a casual maybe for about 5 years before being made permanent. But when you work for a Roy, all our collaborators, they are guaranteed that they've got a job and they are able to plan, you know, the future knowing that they've got a job in the remedy. You mentioned the student initiatives that we're doing. In Fourways specifically, we have one that is running that deals specifically with students that are going to come during weekends. We all know that it is not easy for some of the students to finance their studies. So what we've introduced in Fourways specifically is to have those students coming during the weekends, working in respective departments, gaining the knowledge, understanding how it is to work, and really starting to have the feeling of how it is to work and generate your own income. Of course, in all other stores, we have initiatives that started long time already where we have students that have finalized their studies, but they are coming to get the experience. And indeed, that is definitely what we're looking at. As Cedric mentioned, the Kandua part, that is also quite key. Not only do we produce work directly, also indirect, we've worked quite with a lot of startups in ensuring that they have secured a future for themselves and they've got a job.
Yeah, I think that for me is where the good news lies, is that you guys are not only thinking about job creation in the adult market, but you're helping students in the process, which, as we know, in the last couple of weeks, the student conversation around universities, around experience, around payments, it's been prevalent in South Africa, and it's one that comes around every single year. Tell me, the Leroy Merlin store in Fourways, when are you guys opening? What is the plan? Is there going to be a big ribbon cutting? Can I come? I'm excited. How do we find out more about this?
So the opening is on Friday, you should be here very early in the morning because usually there is a long queue in front of the store. So if you want to not miss the ribbon cutting, you should be one of the first. So put your alarm early Friday morning. And the funny thing is that we are not usual on this. Just to share with you a nice story is that it's the team who cut the ribbon. Not an official, not the CEO, it's the team. So we have hundreds of scissors. And every single team member enjoyed the ribbon cutting at that stage when we welcome our first customer. And it will be on Friday morning at 9.
Absolutely amazing. Like I said, we're going to be covering a couple of these stories on Good Things Guy with the good work that you're doing in South Africa, not just the employment, not just the new stores that are opening, but also giving back to the community. And I'm excited to follow the journey with you guys as we work towards uplifting South Africa and making it a little bit prettier with all these DIY projects. I want to thank you both for joining me today in this candid conversation about a new store that's opening. I look forward to being there on Friday. I'm going to be in the front. I'm going to be waiting at the doors for it to open.
We are waiting for you. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.